you. I greet you all in the name of Jesus.
Yo les saludo en el nombre de Jesús.
In the morning when I was praying,
esta mañana mientras yo oraba,
to my mind came one story.
A mi mente vino una historia.
Did you want to turn this on?
You can take this if you like. I can do it.
Okay.
To my mind came a story.
A mi mente vino una historia.
When the Romanian was still the communist country.
Cuando Rumania todavía era comunista.
And one preacher from West went there.
Y un predicador de West went there.
I think he was American.
Creo que era americano.
And he went to meet some Christians there.
Y él se fue a conocer a unos cristianos ahí.
And he stayed in the hotel overnight.
Y pasó la noche en un hotel.
And in the morning, the manager of the hotel came to discuss with him.
Y en la mañana un grupo de hombres de ese pueblo vino a hablar con él.
And asked what you are doing here.
Y les preguntaron a él, ¿qué estás haciendo acá?
And he felt in his spirit that he can say the truth.
Y él sentía en su espíritu que él podía decir la verdad a ellos.
So that managed to speak only a few words English.
Los de ese pueblo solo hablaban algunas palabras en inglés.
And that preacher said that I go to see some Christians.
Y el predicador dijo, yo he venido a buscar unos cristianos.
Then the manager asked, how can you discuss with those people?
Y le preguntaron, ¿y cómo vas tú a hablar con este pueblo?
Because you don't know the Romanian language at all.
Porque tú no hablas rumano.
And then the preacher took a piece of paper from his pocket.
Y entonces el predicador sacó un papel de su
and wrote there one word.
Y escribió una palabra.
Agape. And that manager didn't know what it means.
Y ellos no sabían lo que significaba.
But preacher said that this was word, because this word I can discuss with those Christians here.
Y el predicador dijo, bueno, con esa sola palabra yo puedo discutir el cristianismo aquí.
And so he went to meet people there.
Entonces salió a conocer a la gente ahí.
And he took his Bible with him.
Llevó su Biblia con él.
And he took one verse from the Bible.
Sacó un versículo de la Biblia.
And Romanian people read it from their own Bible.
Y los rumanos lo leyeron en su propio lenguaje, de sus propios Biblias.
And so they could understand each others.
Para que ellos pudieran entender uno al otro.
And in the evening he came back to the hotel.
Y en la noche regresó al hotel.
And during the day,
y durante el día,
the manager had found out from the dictionary.
Los de ese pueblo averiguaron en el diccionario de ellos.
What does agape word means?
Lo que significaba esa palabra agape.
He said to the priest, it's love.
Y dijeron,
it's love.
Que la palabra es amor.
And so he could do his ministry there by the love of God.
Entonces él podía llevar a cabo su ministerio por el amor de Dios.
And if we have love, agape love today here.
Y si tenemos ese amor agape hoy aquí,
we can also understand each others.
Podemos también entender diferentes lenguas.
Because we have the same language in heaven.
Porque tenemos el mismo lenguaje en el cielo.
Some people say in Finland that all people are speaking in heaven Finnish language. But maybe that Spanish language people think that they're in heaven is Spanish language. But however we will understand each other there. But we can understand each other here this morning. And I have a family.
Yo tengo una familia.
Five and three children. Five and three children.
Tiene esposa y tres hijos.
One daughter and two sons.
Una hija y dos varones.
And I became a Christian maybe 13 years ago.
Yo nací de nuevo en el cristianismo hace 13 años.
I went to visit the capital city of Finland.
Fui a visitar el capital de Finlandia, que es Helsinki.
To see my some relatives there.
Para ver a mis parientes ahí.
And then in the evening I decided to go to the movie.
Y en la noche pensaba ir al cine.
But when I went that place there,
cuando llegué a ese lugar,
the lady back the ticket window told me
la señorita atrás de la ventana vendiendo boletos de
that we have sold out this movie.
Que ya se acabó los boletos para ese película.
There is no place for you anymore.
No hay lugar para ti aquí.
So I came out to the street.
Entonces salí a la calle.
And there came a young lady.
Y salió una señorita.
And she was sharing some spiritual tracts.
Y ella estaba dando tratados.
And she said to me,
me dijo,
you have to be born again.
Tú tienes que nacer de nuevo.
And I didn't understand what it means.
Yo no entendía qué significaba eso.
But she says again, you have to be born again.
Pero me dijo otra vez,
I said to her that I believe that there is God.
Y yo le dije que yo sí creo que hay Dios.
But she said that's not enough.
Pero ella me dijo, no es suficiente.
You have to be born again.
Tienes que nacer de nuevo.
And then he led me to her church.
Entonces ella me llevó a su iglesia.
And I had a very short discuss with the pastor.
Y tuve una discusión fuerte con el pastor.
He just asked me,
él me preguntó,
do you want to get your sin forgiven?
¿Tú quieres que tus pecados sean perdonados?
So I received Jesus.
Entonces ahí mismo yo
como my personal savior.
Como mi salvador personal.
And then he asked, do you want to be filled with spirit?
Y de ahí me preguntó, ¿quieres ser lleno del Espíritu Santo?
And I said, I after this moment I'm ready to receive everything what heaven wants to give to me.
Yo dije, después de eso yo estoy abierto a recibir todo lo que los cielos me quieren dar.
And after a few minutes I start to pick stones.
Y después de orar yo empecé a ser lleno.
And then he asked me that do you want that I baptize you in the water?
Y después me preguntó, ¿quieres bautizarse en agua?
And I said, I'm ready for that.
Yo dije, yo también soy listo para
eso. I want to receive everything what heaven wants to give to me.
Todo lo que los cielos me quieren mandar.
So it might be past 45 minutes after that when that lady came to meet there on the street.
Entonces, apenas 45 minutos después de que yo encontré esa señorita en la calle,
I was born again.
Nací de nuevo.
Filled with spirit.
Lleno del Espíritu Santo.
And baptized in the water.
Y bautizado en el agua.
So I got a... So I got a very quick start inside to the kingdom of God. And then that pastor gave me a plastic bag of books. He had wrote them. Because I was living so far from that church. She gave me that back. And he said that you can find all these things that I have been written here in the books. You can write them from the Bible. But I want you to get a good start. And it was a very good start. He taught there very, very clearly what is born again, what's filled with spirit and healing and many God's things. And that time that church was very powerful. Every meeting there were 5 to 10 people testifying that they have received Jesus.
Cada reunión que tenían 5 o 10 personas testificaban cómo recibían a Jesús.
It was revival time.
Era tiempo de avivamiento.
And there came people around the world.
Y gente de todo el mundo llegó a esa iglesia.
If there came the ship to the harbor in Helsinki.
Si llegaba un barco al puerto de Helsinki.
People from the church went to testify to them.
La gente de la iglesia salía a testificarse.
And they went to railway station and also the airports and they brought people inside the church and they got saved and went back to their own country. So I got a very international start in the kingdom. I used to see many kind of people and many kind of colored people. And so it is also in heaven that way.
Así también en los cielos va a ser así.
People are coming all kind of languages.
Gente hablando toda clase de lenguaje.
and they are one there.
Y son uno.
And Lord, want that we are one already here in down.
There. Aquí en la tierra somos uno en
Cristo. Because we are going to same heaven.
Porque vamos a estar en el cielo.
Last August,
el agosto, este último,
old missioner from Oregon,
un misionero de Oregon,
who visits often in Finland.
Llegó a visitarnos en Finlandia.
He called me to come to have some meetings with him.
Me llamó a venir a Oregon a tener unas reuniones.
And I said to him, what about the language?
Yo le dije, ¿y qué del lenguaje? No hablo inglés muy bien.
No problem, he said.
Digo, no hay problema.
You just preach in English.
Tú confías en hablar en inglés.
And I left to that trip.
Entonces yo salí en ese.
And then we went down to the California, not California.
Llegamos a California.
And there was a Spanish language church.
Y había una iglesia hispana.
And I was speaking English.
Yo estaba hablando en inglés.
And that missionary made interpretation to Spanish language.
Y el misionero hizo traducción al lenguaje español.
And after that service,
y después de ese servicio,
I was thinking,
yo estaba pensando,
did they really understand what I spoke?
Si ellos realmente entendieron lo que hablé.
But when I had got to finish my work on the altar,
y cuando yo terminé mi trabajo predicando aquí,
then the pastor came.
Y el pastor llegó y
he had a very nice silk tie hanging on his neck.
Él tenía una corbata de seda.
He took it off.
Lo sacó.
And gave it to me.
Y me lo dio.
And I understood they had. I knew that they have understood the message.
Yo entendía que había
that received
el mensaje que había.
And then I came back here to Florida.
Entonces regresé aquí a Florida.
I came and gave that tie to the Katrina's father.
Llegué a la casa de papá de Katrina.
And Katrina's father gave me that coat that I have now.
What was that?
Katrina's father gave me that coat. I gave that tie to him.
Yo le di ese corbata,
And he gave me the coat.
Yo me dio ese traje.
So God multiplied that miracle.
Entonces, Dios multiplica las cosas.
Then we had one meeting, home meeting in Oregon.
Y tuvimos una reunión especial en una casa, en Oregon.
And those people were English language people.
Y eran de hablar inglés.
And I was speaking in English to them.
Yo estaba hablando en inglés a ellos.
And again I was thinking, did they understand?
Yo no estaba pensando.
And then they had a coffee after the service.
Y después tuvieron cafecito después del reunión.
Then I was sitting there.
Yo estaba sentado ahí.
And I was seeing there was one lady who went a circle on the floor on her knees.
Yo vi una señora caer en los pisos.
I was seeing what's going on here now.
Yo dije, ¿qué está pasando ahora?
First I thought that she's coming to us pray.
Y
on her knees.
Que ella quiere oración.
But no, she was just going circle there.
No, él preguntó si viene a recibir oración y dijeron no.
And
suddenly
she sprang up.
Y de repente se brincó.
And said that I just tested the miracle of God.
Que acaba de experimentar un milagro de Dios.
Because after the message,
porque después del mensaje,
I got acknowledged for it.
Tuve una palabra de ciencia,
that somebody's ankle got healed.
Que el tobillo de alguien fue sanado.
And she said that there had gone 3 months.
Y me dijo que había sufrido 3 meses.
She couldn't go down on her knees at all.
No podía arrodillarse.
So I understood again that they had received the message.
Que habían recibido el mensaje.
We have miracles, God.
Dios hace milagros.
So I'm traveling all around wherever God wants me to go.
Entonces, yo estoy viajando a donde Dios me quiere llevar.
This year I have been in Finland, of course.
Este año he estado en Finlandia.
Estonia. And Poland.
Polonia.
And Canada.
En Canadá.
And now I'm here.
Y ahora estoy aquí.
And the year changed here.
Y el año cambió acá.
And I was visiting one church, New Year Eve.
Yo estaba visitando una iglesia el año nuevo, noche.
And a few minutes before the year was changing.
Y unos minutos antes de que cambió el año.
The pastor asked us to knee down.
El pastor nos pidió arrodillarnos.
And to receive the New Year by praying.
Y recibir el nuevo año con oración.
And I was praying too.
Yo estaba orando también.
And I saw a strong vision. I saw a strong vision this coming year. Vision. Lord told me something about this year 1995. He told some things my ministry. And told me that I have to go to China. This year. And I will go. I believe that Lord opens doors there. So I want to keep my ministry in supernatural hand of God. Maybe 18 months ago, Lord told me to go to one village in Russia. He showed me the White Sea. White Sea, the one bay of the White Sea. And he showed me a village there. And then I got some group with me.
Entonces, junté un grupo,
and one lady who spoke Russian language.
Y una señora que habló el lenguaje de Rusia.
And we went to look for that village.
Entonces, fuimos a este pueblo.
It was very difficult to find.
Era muy difícil encontrarlo,
because all maps were old.
Porque todos los mapas eran viejos ya.
And some roads were closed.
Y algunos de los calles estaban bien cerrados.
I had a map that was printed 1930.
Tenía un mapa que fue impreso en 1930.
But some of those roads were no anymore.
Pero muchos de esos carreteras ya no existían.
But we started to look for that village I saw in vision.
Pero sí existía ese
área
que vi en el.
Some people said that there is no that village anymore at all. But I said that Lord saw me, there is village. And we went many roads. And one night we didn't know where we are. It was a very dark night. And we were just driving a narrow way. But suddenly there came the cross of the railway. And just we came by the railway.
Y cuando llegamos a ese lugar,
there came the train.
Venía un tren.
And from the train came a man.
And
he said where we are. And he said that let's come to stay this night in his house. And they went to his house. And his wife spoke a little Finnish. Because that wife's mother was Finnish. And so we shared the gospel to that lady. And in the morning he gave us a new direction to start to find that village again. And we were looking for 4 days that village. Maybe the natural way there were wrong ways where we went. Natural way it looked like that there were some wrong ways. But in spiritual world beside the all roads,
a pesar de todos los caminos,
there was somebody who needed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Había alguien que necesitaba el evangelio de Jesucristo, y Dios nos guiaba de esa forma.
One night we came beside the river.
Una noche llegamos a la orilla de un río.
And there went a ferry across the river.
Había un barquito que nos llevaba.
It was a ferry was pulled by the wire.
Esos son los barcos que jalan por un alambre, ¿no? Y cruzan los carretas y los barcos.
When we just came by the river.
Y nosotros llegamos al río.
The ferry had already left.
El ferry ya se fue.
And suddenly the machine of the ferry got broke.
Y de repente el alambre que guía el ferry se rompió.
And so the ferry stayed there in the river whole night. And people were sleeping in their cars there. But we were there at the riverbank. And the machines were there on the bank. The wireless machine was there. The very had not machine there, was the
machine. La máquina que maneja la landry, porque lo jalan en el banco.
There was a machine room on the bank of the river. Mm-hmm. And there was a man handling those machines.
Y había un señor que trabajaba en eso.
And we went to talk with him.
Y fuimos a hablar con él.
But he was very strong old communist.
Pero era un viejo comunista fuerte.
He had very worn gloves on his head.
Tenía guantes así gruesos.
And I asked him, do you want to get the new ones?
Y yo le dije, ¿quieres recibir nuevos guantes?
But he didn't want.
Pero no quería.
He had so strong spirit that he will not receive anything above. But then there were two perhaps 15-year-old girls.
Pero había dos niñas de 15 años.
And they were very open.
Y estaban muy abiertas.
They had already been some meetings.
Ya habían estado en unos reuniones.
And we took them our station wagon. And start to discuss with those people. And they got saved. And you could see them face when their life changed. When they gave their life to Jesus, they came down the joy of the Lord. And you could even see their faces that the Lord was saved now. Change now. And in the morning they got the very again to good feel. And so we could go on that our trip. And then we finally bound to. Came to near the village. We came there very early in the morning, 2 or 3 o'clock. And there was a small building in the, like a mobile building in the forest. And there were some forest workers. And they came to ask that who kind of people you are. We said that we are missionaries from Finland. We might want to go to that small village called Siha. That man said that the village is there in the middle of swamp. And every second day there went a tractor. Special tractor. Which could move on the stand. Because there was mat 2 feet. And then he said that yesterday there went a tractor. But tomorrow there is going any tractor. And he said that you have to wait. One day. But after a few minutes, he changed his mind. And he took a long arm rubber boots on his feet.
He put those big water boots.
And then he ran. Ran to that village. And we went to sleep when he left. And when we woke up 9 o'clock a.m. he came back with the tractor. And so we got could go to that village. And so we went there, and there were some people. And some of them wanted to give their life to Jesus. And that man who ran across the stamp, he was an old prisoner, had been in prison. And when we testified to other people, he came there and said that, "Is there still mercy for me?" Because I have made so bad things. And so we said that there is mercy for you.
And
he received Jesus. It was morning day when he received Jesus. And in the afternoon he already testified to people that I have now new life in Jesus. So that was a wonderful trip. It is wonderful to serve Jesus Christ. So I want to go to some scripture this morning. We can see some verses from Matthew 25 and 32 to 40.
Matteo 25, 32.
All the nation will be gathered before him. 32. Matthew 25, 32.
32
to 40.
40.
You can read it.
Cuando el Hijo del Hombre, 31 a 40, vamos a leer, de capítulo 25, dice: cuando el Hijo del Hombre venga en su gloria y todos los santos ángeles con él, entonces se sentará en su trono de gloria y serán reunidas delante de él todas las naciones y apartará los unos de los otros, como parte el pastor las ovejas de los cabritos. Y pondrá las ovejas a su derecha y los cabritos a su izquierda. Entonces el rey dirá a los de su derecha: venid benditos de mi Padre, heredad el reino preparado para vosotros desde la fundación del mundo. Porque tuve hambre y me diste de comer, tuve sed y me diste de beber, fui forastero y me recogiste, estuve desnudo y me cubriste, enfermo y me visitasteis en la cárcel y viniste a mí. Entonces los justos les responderán diciendo: Señor, ¿cuándo te vimos hambriente y te sustentamos? ¿O sediento y te dimos de beber? ¿Y cuándo te vimos forastero y te recogimos? ¿O desnudo y te cubrimos? ¿O cuándo te vimos enfermo o en la cárcel y venimos a ti? Y él respondió, y respondiendo el rey, les dijo: de cierto os digo que en cuanto lo hiciste a uno de estos mis hermanos más pequeños, a mí lo hiciste.
This scripture we can say that it's the last judgment. Because then all righteous and wicked are separated these others. But this scripture has spoken to me very much during the last month. Because here is that what the church have to do. To give food to those who are hungry.
Dar comida a los que están hambrientos.
To give drink to those who are thirsty.
Dar bebida a los que tienen sed.
And give clothes to those who are naked.
Y dar ropa a los que están desnudos.
This is the real work of the church.
Esta es la obra de la iglesia.
We have to do to do these things what this scripture says.
Tenemos que hacer esas cosas que las escrituras dicen.
Because one day we have to comes the day that we have to settle accounts.
Porque viene un día donde tenemos que poner las cuentas sobre la mesa.
And this is like the little counts, this scripture.
Y eso son como las cuentas que tenemos, a ver si están.
If you have give drink to those who are thirsty.
Si has dado de beber a los que tienen sed.
And if you have given the bread to those who are hungry.
Y has dado pan a los que están hambrientos.
So he will say last day to us.
Entonces, en el último día, nos va a decir a nosotros.
You are a good servant.
Sos un buen siervo.
Go to my eternal joy.
Entra a mi gozo eterno.
But what about if you don't do what this scripture says?
Pero qué pasa si no hacemos lo que esta escritura dice?
This time, church is doing many things.
La iglesia está haciendo muchas cosas.
But it's just doing this thing what is here. Are we giving drink to those who are thirsty?
Estamos dando de beber a los que tienen.
Are we giving wood to those who are hungry?
Estamos dando comida a los que tienen hambre.
Are we giving clothes to those who are naked?
Estamos dando ropa a los que están desnudos.
We can understand this scripture two ways.
Podemos entender esa escritura de dos formas.
We can understand it physical ways.
Podemos entenderlo en lo físico.
That we give physical food,
que damos comida física,
physical drink,
cosas físicas,
and physical cloud.
Y ropa física.
But we know that these physical things,
pero sabemos que esas cosas físicas,
they alone don't get people saved.
No salvan a la gente.
There must be the supernatural way.
Tiene que haber una manera sobrenatural.
There must be heavenly food.
Tiene que haber comida celestial.
And heavenly drink.
Y bebida celestial.
And heavenly clouds.
Y ropa celestial.
Clouds of the righteousness.
Ropa de justicia, de rectitud.
So we have to move in spirit.
Entonces tenemos de mover el espíritu.
We have to give physical help.
Tenemos que dar ayuda física.
But we have to give also the supernatural way.
Pero más tenemos que darlo en forma sobrenatural.
Because the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Porque el evangelio de Jesucristo.
It is the power of God.
Es el poder de Dios.
If we want to see the real power of God.
Si queremos ver el poder real de Dios.
We have to do right things.
Tenemos que hacer las cosas correctas.
We have to spread right gospel.
Tenemos que predicar el evangelio
because
correcto.
Paul says that there is also another gospel.
Pablo dice que también hay otro evangelio.
There is also in Finland there is another gospel.
En Finland también hay otro evangelio.
There are some preachers.
Hay predicadores.
They ask people to come in front to the altar.
Que pide que la gente llegue al frente al altar.
To receive the healing.
Para recibir la sanidad.
Receive the blessing.
Recibir la bendición.
But they never tell those people.
Pero no dicen a la gente.
You have to repent.
Que tienen que arrepentirse.
You have come through the gate into the kingdom.
Que has
through the gate of the
oh,
Jesus Christ is the gate.
La puerta al reino.
It's easy to say that you can heal.
Es fácil decir que puedes sanar.
You can be set free.
Y que tú puedes ser libre.
But it's more difficult to say that you have to repent.
Es más difícil decir que tienes que arrepentirse.
Because after that some people start to hate you.
Porque después de eso algunos te odian, ¿eh?
If you reveal their sins.
Si tú revelas pecados.
If spirit talks you their sins.
Y el espíritu te dice hay un pecado aquí.
Somebody start to hate you.
Alguien va a odiarte.
But that's real gospel that we talk about repent.
Pero eso es el evangelio real cuando hablamos de arrepentimiento.
And that real wood from the heaven.
Y es comida real.
Is the full gospel.
Es el evangelio completo.
There is this repentance.
Que es
and healing.
Sanidad,
setting free,
ser liberado,
all blessing,
todos los bendiciones.
But they have to go hand by hand.
Pero tienen que ir mano a mano.
You can't separate the gospel.
No puedes separar el evangelio.
You have to preach the whole gospel.
Tienes que predicar el evangelio completo.
So we are really talking about the heavenly drink and heavenly food. And what is that we have to clothe the naked people? What is it in the spirit? I think it's very much doing with the teaching. That the people learn to live holy life. They learn more about God. That God can prepare them for the work. When I got to called to the work of the Lord.
Cuando yo fui llamado a servir al Señor en su obra.
That time the situation in the church in the Finland was very bad.
En ese tiempo la situación en la iglesia en Finlandia era muy mal.
People were biting each other.
Muchos estaban como comiéndose el uno al otro.
They were like the mole sirved on the sandbox.
Eran como niños en una caja de arena.
Casting the sand in each other's eyes.
Tirando la arena en los ojos del uno al otro.
And when I saw that,
y cuando yo lo vi eso,
I said to the Lord,
yo dije al Señor,
and I want to go to the streets.
Yo prefiero ir a la calle.
To meet those people who don't know you yet.
A encontrar a los que no te conocen.
But he said no.
Pero me dijo no.
You have to start to serve my people.
Tienes que empezar a servir a mí, pues.
I still love those people.
Yo todavía amo a ese.
Even they are fighting each other.
Aunque están peleando.
I still love.
Yo todavía los.
They are my people.
Son mi pueblo.
But they are under this condition.
Pero están bajo una condición.
Because they don't have the real wood.
Porque no tienen todo la comida.
They don't have the real teaching.
No tienen la enseñanza correcta.
They are still child.
Children. Son niños.
They are moving in flesh.
Están moviendo en la carne.
So this cloud of righteousness.
Entonces, esa ropa de justicia
will grow in us.
Tiene que crecer en nosotros.
Then we learn more about God.
Y aprendemos más de Dios.
So we learn to forsake the fleshly way.
Y aprendemos negar a la vida de la carne.
And we start to move in spirit.
Y empezamos a mover en lo espiritual.
Lord wants to make all his servants spiritual servants.
El Señor quiere hacer de todos sus siervos hombres y mujeres espirituales.
We can make that physical help also, give louts and drink and food.
También dar lo físico, sea comida, bebida o ropa.
But this also must happen under the God's Spirit.
Pero también eso tiene que suceder bajo el Espíritu de Dios.
Finnish people have shared very, very much things to the Russia for the poor people there.
Finlandia, hemos enviado mucho ayuda a la gente en Rusia, a la gente pobre.
But sometimes people went out from the will of God.
Pero algunos salieron de la voluntad de Dios.
And mafia came and stole everything.
Y la mafia llegó a robar todo lo que enviaron.
And so those things didn't anymore help the poor people. So if we do some physical things, we also need spirit to guide those things. That we can be sure that help goes really there where we want it to go. Then I have another scripture. I have two verses from Romans
12. Capítulo 12.
Two verses 1 and 2.
Versículo 1 y 2. Dice: Así que, hermanos, os ruego por las misericordias de Dios que presentéis vuestros cuerpos en sacrificio vivo, santo, agradable a Dios, que es vuestro culto racional, y no os conforméis a este siglo, sino transformaos por medio de la renovación de vuestro entendimiento, para que comprobéis cuál sea la buena voluntad de Dios, agradable y perfecta.
This scripture has also been speaking to me very much during last year.
También esta escritura me ha hablado mucho, especialmente en el último año.
To give our body
a
living sacrifice
como sacrificio vivo
to God.
A Dios.
I think it's a very serious question.
Yo pienso que es una pregunta muy seria.
It is not so simple that we confront.
No es tan sencillo de pasar adelante
and say, now I give my body to God.
Y ahora sí doy mi cuerpo a Dios.
We can do it that way.
Podemos hacerlo así.
But then there comes the day of the test.
Pero viene el día de la prueba.
Lord, test us.
El Señor sí nos prueba.
Is that body really in his use?
A ver si de veras es cierto.
If you give your body a living sacrifice to God,
si tú das tu cuerpo como sacrificio vivo a Dios,
and you say, Lord, it's in your hand,
y digo, Señor, está en
tu hold my life, also this body.
Todo mi vida, todo este cuerpo es tuyo.
It may be that one day there comes the word from the Lord.
Puede que llega un día donde la palabra de Dios dice.
You go to the Africa preach the gospel.
Que desde África predicar el evangelio.
Or you have to go to the Siberia to Russia.
O a la Siberia allá.
And there is very cold.
Donde está muy frío.
But if you have said, Lord.
Pero si tú me has puesto este.
I will give my body to your use.
Si has dicho al Señor, Señor, yo te doy mi cuerpo.
It's not anymore mine.
Ya no es mío.
It's yours.
Es tuyo.
If you want to give your body,
si tú quieres dar tu cuerpo,
living sacrifice to living God,
como sacrificio vivo a Dios,
you have to be ready to do what He says.
Tienes que estar dispuesto a hacer lo que
you have to be ready to go wherever He wants you to go.
Tienes que estar dispuesto a ir a donde Él te envía.
But if you are not ready,
pero si no estás listo,
it's better not to give your body to living sacrifice.
No tomar el paso.
But because then there come problems if you promise to your body to living sacrifice to God and you, and then you are not ready to go. So you make a promise and you don't fulfill it. So you have complex in your life. So you have, if you want to give your body to living sacrifice to living God, you have to think this question very deeply. That you are really ready to do His will. You are still ready when the day of the test comes. So I will say this and you can think this. I have been meditating this verse many months.
Yo he meditado en ese versículo por meses ya.
And if you are married,
y especialmente si son casados,
and you both are Christian, you both are believers,
you and your,
so you have to think this question together.
Tiene que pensar esa pregunta juntos.
Because it's the other marriage couple says that I give my body to the living sacrifice to God.
Si uno de pareja dice, yo voy a dar mi cuerpo al sacrificio vivo.
And other marriage couple is not ready for that.
Y la otra no está lista, o el otro no está listo.
There also comes problem.
También viene problemas.
I have seen even here in the United States.
Yo he visto aún aquí en Estados Unidos.
Some people.
Algunas personas.
That husbands want to go to the mission work.
Que los maridos quieren ir al campo misionero.
But the wife disagree.
Pero la esposa está en desacuerdo.
So there comes problem with the call. So we have to think this question together, husband and wife.
Juntos.
We have to decide if we want to do the will of God. And if we decide to do it, He gives us the power and all guiding in spirit. But think this question very deeply. Then there has been one question that I have been thinking many months also and preaching. I think that everybody wants that there will be revival. Maybe you say, yes, we want. Do you want revival? Okay. Then I will tell you that there is the price of the revival. We have to pay the price if we want the revival. Gospel is free.
El Evangelio es gratis.
And Jesus did everything on the cross.
Jesús hizo todo en la cruz.
But there is something what we have to do.
Pero hay algo que nosotros tenemos que hacer.
And one, Lord gave me three main points.
El Señor me dio tres puntos mayores ahí.
And we can read one main point from the James 4 and 4.
Podemos leer el primero en Santiago 4:4.
James 4 and 4. Readings. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
¿No sabéis que la amistad del mundo es enemistad contra Dios? Cualquiera pues que quiere ser amigo del mundo se constituye enemigo de Dios.
So it means that if you want to win souls from the world,
entonces, si tú quieres almas del mundo,
we don't succeed. we don't succeed. We will not succeed if we live worldly life.
Si queremos ver almas salvadas, no podemos vivir en el mundo, así ser parte de este mundo, no vamos a tener éxito.
If you love this world, if you love this world,
si tú amas a este vida, este mundo,
we become enemies of the God.
Vas a ser enemigo de Dios.
So if you love the world,
entonces, si amas al mundo,
we have no power to get people out from the world.
No tenemos poder para sacar la gente del mundo.
There is not power in our gospel.
No va a haber poder en nuestro evangelio.
If you love this world.
Si tú amas a este mundo.
So we have to set us off from the worldly life.
Entonces, tenemos que separarnos de ese
we have cast out all worldly things our life.
Echar toda cosa mundana de nuestra
vida. That is one price for the revival.
Eso es el precio para el avivamiento.
Then there was another question.
Hay otra pregunta.
There has to be unity between the Christians.
Tiene que haber unidad entre los cristianos.
Not only that way that we say that we love.
No solamente decir que nos amamos.
But we have to love in work and truth.
Pero tenemos que amar en trabajo y en verdad.
We have to love through the practical questions.
Tiene que amar en lo práctico.
Not only that we say that we love.
No solamente decir que amamos.
But we have love in truth. According to the word of God. I think it's James also who said that if you see somebody is naked and you have gloves and you don't give them to that who is naked, you have forsaken your faith. You have forsaken your faith. So if you really love, we want to give food to those who are hungry. We want to give drink to those who are thirsty. And we want to give the clothes to those who are naked. And then there was the third question. Lord told that Protestant churches, Protestantic churches, have lost the power of protest. When Protestant churches came out from the Catholic Church, they were a strong protest against the teaching,
contra las enseñanzas,
but mainly against that Antichrist spirit. And I have said it here in the United States that Catholic Church is the biggest demonic power here. Bounding the souls. So we have to bind this enemy and set the people free in spiritual world that they can come to the kingdom. It's same thing in Finland. We have Lutheran church, but now they have more and more work together with Catholic church, and that Antichrist spirit is there, because that is, I even can't call it Christianity, but that religion is in the Catholic Church. It's the sacrifice to the enemy. Every time when they have communion, they have sacrificed to the enemy. Because they sacrifice Jesus again and again. But the Bible says that only once God gave this sacrifice. Because our sin, because of our sickness, because of everything. I know a brother in Finland. Earlier he was a Catholic. Then he got born again. And he brought me a book. There was the main teaching of Catholic Church. And everything there was against the word of God.
Era en contra del nacimiento.
Every teaching was against.
Cada enseñanza estaba en contra.
So we have to fight against that that spirit.
Nos tenemos que pelear en contra de ese espíritu.
Because the spirit is bound to souls.
Porque somos los espíritus que
it bounds very strongly here in America.
Es muy fuerte aquí en América.
Strong in South America.
Es fuerte en Sudamérica.
In Europe.
En Europa.
And we need the power of protest.
Y necesitamos el poder de parar y protestar.
To rise up against that the Antichrist spirit.
Levantarnos y en contra de ese espíritu de Antichrist.
We have to break the Antichrist spirit.
Tenemos que romper ese espíritu.
So we can get the revival.
Para que podamos conseguir la vida.
So there are these three main things.
Entonces hay esos tres cosas mayores.
To come out from the world.
Salir del mundo.
Love the Lord.
Amar al Señor.
And hate this world.
Y odiar este mundo.
And there have to be unity.
Y tiene que haber unidad.
To love with each others.
Amar el uno al otro.
And then there have to be the power of the protest.
Y tiene que haber el poder de protestar.
So we have paid the price.
Entonces pagamos el precio.
These are the main things.
Estos son los puntos mayores.
Your personal life.
Su vida personal.
There might be some small things.
Puede haber cosas pequeñas.
You have to get the change to them.
Tienes que cambiarnos.
That you can be the part of the revival.
Para que tú puedas ser parte de ese avivamiento.
But I want to just share these main things.
Pero quiero enfatizar esos puntos mayores.
The Lord is powerful to talk about these small things. Or these other things what you have in your life. Lord is powerful to talk those things what you have in your life.
El poder del Señor le enseñará esos áreas pequeñas de tus vidas.
He has talked me many things during
me
this year.
Me muchas cosas.
He has said me sometimes.
Me ha dicho algunas veces.
This and this thing have to change in your life.
Este y este cosa tiene que cambiar en tu vida.
Once he saw with me a saw.
A
big saw,
sword,
short.
Una espada.
And he said to me,
y me dijo,
I have given this to you.
Yo te he dado esa espada.
But if this thing don't change in your life,
pero si ese área no cambia en tu vida,
you can't keep this sword up.
No puedes aguantar la espada arriba.
Maybe that there is king's sword in your hand also.
Quizás hay cosas en tus manos.
But there is something in your life.
Pero hay algo en tu vida.
That you can't keep that sword up.
Tú no puedes mantener ese espada.
And so the things have to change.
Entonces hay cosas que tienen que cambiar.
Some personal thing.
Hay cosas personales.
And he has power for you.
Él tiene poder para ti.
And when he set free,
y cuando él te libra,
he sets total free.
Él te libra completamente.
And Bible says that the Holy Spirit,
y la Biblia dice que el Espíritu Santo,
leads us to whole truth.
Nos guía a toda la verdad.
God's Spirit wants to lead us today also.
El Espíritu de Dios nos quiere guiar hoy.
To the whole truth, to the all truth.
A toda la verdad.
Total truth. In everything our life.
En todas las áreas de nuestras vidas.
He is powerful God.
Su poder vendría.
This is holiness.
Es su santidad.
That if he speaks to us.
Que si nos habla a nosotros.
We are ready to cast out bad things out of our life.
Estamos listos de echar las cosas que estorban nuestras vidas.
We are ready to do his will.
Estamos listos para hacer su voluntad.
This is price of revival.
Es el precio de avivamiento.
And we have think this question to give our body to living sacrifice to living God.
Tenemos que pensar en esa pregunta. Estamos listos de entregarnos como sacrificio.
Because he wants to get the whole authority of our life.
Porque él quiere toda la autoridad sobre su vida.
Also over our body.
Todo nuestro cuerpo.
He wants to take our body to the right place, right
nos
time.
Quiere llevar nuestro cuerpo al lugar correcto en el momento correcto.
He wants that our body is in his use.
Él quiere nuestros cuerpos en su uso.
That our whole life is in his hand.
Que nuestras vidas están en sus manos.
Maybe sometimes you come to the church on Sunday.
Tal vez llegas a la iglesia los días domingos.
And said, Lord, here is everything. But then the other days in the week, we do our own will. We are not ready to hear his voice. We make our own soy. We make our own deciding. But Lord wants that every day.
Pero Dios quiere todo lo que
we want to ask Him, and we want to do His will.
Que le preguntamos y que hacemos su voluntad todos los días.
That's what He wants.
Eso es lo que él quiere.
There have to be obedience.
Hay que haber obediencia.
We have to obey the Lord.
Tienes que obedecer al Señor.
And we have to decide to obey the Lord.
Y tenemos que decidir obedecer.
If we are praying God to answer some questions.
Si estamos orando, Señor, contésteme estas cosas.
Before we pray,
antes de orar,
we have to decide
tenemos que decidir
that I'm ready to obey what He speaks to me.
Yo estoy listo para obedecer lo que me habla.
Sometimes people are praying.
A veces la persona está con temor.
God gives them to answer.
Que Dios no va a contestarles.
But they just test the card. They don't want to do really.
Pero están como probando a Dios porque realmente no quieren hacer lo que Él les va.
Because sometimes He talks something what is not so good for our flesh.
Porque a veces nos habla cosas que no están tan buenas para la carne de uno.
So if you are expecting to answer to some questions
entonces,
this Sunday,
si esperas una contestación de parte de Dios,
before you pray,
antes de orar,
you have to decide,
tienes que decidir,
I am ready to obey.
Yo soy listo para obedecer.
We have to decide first whatever He tells to us to do His will, to obey His voice, and then we will pray and He gives us the answer. But we have to be ready to do His will. And we can see some verses here from the Romans 16 about these questions.
In Romanos 16,
Romans 16 and 19. For your obedience has become known to all, therefore I am glad and you behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Christ be with you. Amen. 19 and 20.
Porque vuestra obediencia ha venido a ser notorio a todos, así que me gozo de vosotros, pero quiero que seáis sabios para el bien y ingenuos para el mal. Y el Dios de paz aplastará en breve a Satanás bajo vuestros pies. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo sea con vosotros.
So Paul wrote to Romans.
Entonces, Pablo escribió a los romanos,
your obedience has become known to all.
Que tu obediencia es, ha venido a ser notorio a todos.
And because they bear obedience.
Porque había obediencia.
So this 20th verse says, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly.
Entonces, dice versículo 20, por el hecho que fueron obedientes, el Dios de paz aplastará en breve a Satanás bajo vuestros pies.
Because they bear obedience.
Porque fueron obedientes.
Lord said that He will put to Satan under their feet.
Señor dice que él pondría a Satanás bajo sus pies.
If we are obedient.
Si somos obedientes.
To Satan is under our feet.
Satanás va a estar bajo.
But if we are disobedient,
pero si somos desobedientes,
then Satan still has some power in our life.
Entonces todavía Satanás va a tener poder en nuestro.
We see this from the history.
Volvemos en la historia.
When the Israel nation
Israel como nación
was obedient,
fue obediente.
Everything went good and well.
Todo fue buenísimo cuando.
But when they start to serve devils,
enemies.
So the enemy came,
los enemigos vendrían en contra,
and they had to fight.
And
they lose very much.
Perdieron mucho.
But when they had obedience,
pero cuando eran obedientes,
everything went well.
Todos fueron bien.
So we have to be obedient.
Pues tenemos que aprender obediencia.
Sometimes we try to get the enemy under our feet
by tratamos de aplastar a Satanás bajo
by stamping and talking very hard noise.
Gritando fuerte, ruidos fuertes.
Many kind things.
Muchas cosas así.
But I think it's just the trying of man.
Pero creo que es.
But if we are obedient.
Pero si hay obediencia,
Satan is automatically under our feet.
Satanás automáticamente está bajo nuestros pies.
Yes. I think I have said this morning what I have in my heart.
Yo creo que he compartido hoy en la mañana lo que he tenido en mi corazón.
And I will say that what I start, that we have to give food to those who are hungry. And to give drink to those who are thirsty. And clothe those who are naked. And we have to do that two ways. In physical ways. And spiritual verse. But verse is also always spiritual. And I think that chapter 25 from Matthew, you can read that whole chapter at home. Because there is the scripture also about those virgins. Wise and foolish. And there is teaching also how to operate with the talents. But I wanted to shorten my message a little bit. So I didn't share the whole chapter. But you can read in the form. And we can pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your face.